For the listeners who do not know you, man, can you give some background information about yourself?
My name is Boney Barks. I'm from fucking Newington, Connecticut, originally. I moved around a lot, but now I'm based out of New Britain.
That's dope, man. Yeah. So you didn't always live in New Britain. You lived on the outskirts?
Basically. I went from like Hartford to fucking like Newington to New Britain to like all over the place.
How weird was that, just transitioning, seeing the different types of cultures?
It was all right. I'm the type of person, I adapt to people real easily.
Yeah.
So like that was never a problem.
Do you have like friends like from each town that you have from like different stages in your life that you still have?
Yeah, I hop around a lot, or like people will hit me up on social media saying like, oh, yo, you remember me from so-and-so, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to like rekindle some things from like childhood memories.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just like say what's up and I just keep it pushing.
You know you're kind of doing your own thing, staying in your own lane.
Yeah, really.
That's dope. So what was childhood like?
Childhood was fucking great. I was a hoodlum, but like, I grew out of that stage.
Yeah.
And like, I hit high school. And then high school was a little hard for me because I did dumb shit and that shit, but I prevailed and I graduated.
Hey.
And I haven't did anything with like college or anything and that shit, but music is all I've been thinking about. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's your passion. That's your drive. That's what your mission is right now.
Facts. That's all I think about. It's my life.
When did you start doing it?
I was in choir in like fourth grade in like church, and then fifth grade all through middle school I was in fucking chorus, and then after that I would rap. I started rapping like ninth grade, but I would keep it on the low until like junior year, and then I just got out of my bag basically and just tried to show people what I could do.
Yeah,
because a lot of people would just be like, yo, you're not that bad. You know, if you actually take your time and just do this, you could do something. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been doing ever since.
You took in what these people, your friends had to say, and you like worked on that.
Yeah. Still to this day, I do the same thing.
What was the biggest piece of advice you got?
I've heard everything, so I can't even reiterate any of that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's all just like, a next step in the chapter, basically.
Yeah, basically.
So what is your relation to Grape Records?
Grape Records, that's the fucking homies. There's like 27 of us.
Really?
Yeah. It's like 14 producers and the rest are like rappers or just creatives. We all have like a group chat because we're all from like all over America, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just talk and just create every single day. Just like, really, we would just say like fucking to from good morning to I have a song, like let me know what you think of it, like a whole bunch of other shit. People would just make cover art, send it in, ask for critique, you know what I'm saying? And then basically we're just like, we support everybody that's working with us.
There's no hate in that chat.
Nah,
you got to throw the ego out the window.
Yeah, definitely, because there's people that are better than me in that shit. So, like, you just gotta, like, be humble.
Accept that. Yeah, respect that. Know that it's not your time and you're just grinding until it is your time.
Facts.
That's the big thing. People don't realize. There's so many people out there that are like, it's now, I want it now. But it's like, nah.
Tell you the honest
truth.
Wait
a couple years.
I was like that. I'm not gonna lie. I was like that.
We all were.
Everybody's like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I've witnessed patience is a virtue. From waiting and just like perfecting some things and just like knowing that the time will come and what's meant to be is meant to be. Can't force anything. Like everyone has their own destiny.
That's very true. Yeah. And it's like already predetermined. So everybody just got to find out what it really is.
And not dick ride.
Yeah. Very true. You got to find that fine line.
Yes.
So who have you worked with so far?
Worked with? I have worked with a lot of CT people, but like they're not anyone that's touched surface like that. Like I'll throw out something. It's like my nigga Sane. Some people think it's Finn because it's S-V-I-N, like the way he spells his name. But like that's like he's an artist and that's like my homeboy And that's my fucking, one of my main producers that I fuck with, like, heavy, like, he made, like, half of my tracks on my fucking last EP and shit. And the other producer, B Mills, based out in Middletown, he's fucking fire.
That man's B Mills, fire. You said?
B Mills, yeah.
Is it, like, B dot M-I-L-L-Z?
I think it's Mills, actually.
Oh, really?
Not, yeah, it's Mills. Not trying to.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just trying to remember if I've seen him on the web or not.
You probably, I don't know. He's like, he's low key, but.
Yeah. I'll have to look him up.
He fucks with a lot of people like Nye. Ever heard of Nye Navy?
I think so.
Yeah, he's based out of Middletown also. Like a lot of people. Like he's.
Middletown is killing it right now. You hear Don ZOP just released Cowabunga featuring Kaoki, and that the video just came out, and that's big.
I actually saw that video just this morning, which is really funny. That's just not bad. I never like hate on Don ZOP, because I never got to know the nigga. I still don't know the nigga, but I followed him on shit, so I've seen what he does and what he puts on for CT, and I respect it 100. Like I'm way behind him on that. Like I fuck with it.
He's grinding.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just late to the wave, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's been around for, like, at least, like, 2 years. Like,
when I heard Hallelujah, I was like, okay, this is a jam.
Yeah.
I used to wake up and then, like, you know, get ready for a class. And on my way to class, I'd have Hallelujah playing. I'd have an interview. Then, like, it was for season one. Or, no.
When did that come out? Season two?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, it was just mad cool knowing that jam was created by someone like miles down the street.
Yeah, he was in Boston. He just opened up for fucking Cardi and Shaq West and pushing on that fucking that little tour shit. Yeah, I saw like videos of that shit. And that shit was official. That shit was
in Boston.
Yeah, like the House of Blues. Jesus, that nigga's making moves.
Yeah, he opened up for I can't remember who it was. Yeah, it was supposed to. Well, it was when Offset got in that car accident.
Oh,
so
shit.
It was Takeoff and Quavo there for like a couple songs. But it was really like Russ as the headliner. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Don ZOP was the guy who opened up the entire show.
Yeah.
So I got some video footage of that. And I just thought it was cool to see SCT just like Annoyed opened up for Chance two years ago.
I respect Annoyed too. That Lucky shit was hard. That song Lucky, that shit was a banger.
That got him on the map, bro.
Like, that shit was fire. I'm not gonna lie, I bumped that shit. Every time I heard on the radio, I was bumping that shit.
Yeah.
That shit came out. I can't lie about that. That shit was fire.
Even people, like, nowadays, we have Snoop, bro.
Yeah. I fuck with her heavy. I fuck with her mainly because she's not mainstream about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying everyone else is mainstream. But, like, you know what I'm saying? There's, like, a
different... She's herself.
She's a different person, yes. She's herself.
Like her music is exactly what you would think when you see her.
Yeah, like, I've seen her around prior to that because she used to be like a dancer.
Really?
Like she would just like do a lot of videos for like Freaking It and shit, just like dancing and just like all over the place before like Zodive and shit. And then like I seen her doing this music thing and she just fucking took off. Like one song,
crazy.
Like you know what I'm saying? She got a fucking record deal. Like you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy.
I saw someone write in an article there, like, this is the hottest song in the past decade to come out of Connecticut. And I was like, wow, that is a statement.
I don't want to say it's true, but, like...
I will say a popular opinion with what people, gravitated towards, it definitely, like, on the internet was just, like, popping.
Yeah, definitely. And that shit's on Worldstar and shit. Like that shit's everywhere.
Crazy.
Bro, I follow her too. She's in the fucking studio with French Montana.
Like, yeah. No, there's a lot of things where Connecticut is just moving towards like greatness, man.
Yeah.
There's a guy, I think his ad name is at Do You Know Liam, and he works with Elevator, and I remember seeing Half Evil Pope tweet out like, hey, if you're a creative or an artist from Connecticut, like reach out to this guy, you know, he's really nice, be nice to him. And like the guy said email him, and so I'm like thinking like this guy really wants to help the Connecticut scene.
Yeah.
Like and the focus is all on us right now.
Yeah, I hope, like I honestly hope, like I said this as soon as like Snow popped off, I said I hope it's a Chief Keef effect. Like, yeah. Remember how he popped up? Like, he was the first one out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a fucking chain effect. Like, from G Herbo to Lil Durk to fucking...
Even Bibby.
Bibby. Like, I fuck with Durk. Durk just dropped a song with my nigga, Valet. I just learned how to pronounce his name. It's Valet.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was Valet.
He's very different. Very different. Has a different sound. Like, he has songs where he's fast to, like, slow, like...
He's nice, you know, though.
But he's fucking fire. That nigga's fire. He's nice. He's nice. She hates on him. She hates on him heavy. Every time I play him in the car, she, like, shuts it up.
It's something you gotta, I don't know, you have to like be into it to be into it.
Yes.
If you're not into it from the beginning, you can't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like last year, like she hated Smoke Perp, but like all summer 2017, I got her to love him. She loves him and thinks he's hilarious. So like, fuck it.
TJ loves Smoke Perp.
Nah, he's the shit, bro. Smoke Perp's the shit.
I love all these new rappers. They all have personalities.
Yes.
That's a big thing about music nowadays is that you're not just a musician. You're an entertainer.
Yes. But also, people get it fucked up. And there's also music that is just straight entertainers to actual artists and musicians.
Yeah.
I was even talking like that. I'm talking like X. He's a fucking artist. You know what I'm saying? And I love 2 Chainz or like Lil Pump or something, but like they're two complete different categories because mm-hmm. one's an artist and one's an entertainer. Like they're still artists, but like I feel like they're entertaining you more than a fucking X show or like compare an X show to like Lil Pump or something. Like,
yeah.
Probably different because X is going to switch it up and do his like professional, like serious shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nothing's wrong with that. But like I'm just saying like it's kind of like two different lanes.
I think it's cool though.
Yeah, like, exactly. How
we have gone and divulged on like almost like a course of different genres all in one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's like, yeah, that's basically what everyone.
It's weird to think that entertainment is actually making its own genre.
Yeah.
But good for the people that like learned how to, they kind of like beat the system. You know, mm-hmm. they figured out they finessed it. They figured out what was right and what they had to do. And you talk to those people and they're smart.
Yes.
People like yes. Pump, people like Tekashi, they're smart. They know what they're doing. They know why they're there.
Yeah.
They know exactly how and why they did everything. And it's crazy.
And like, exactly, like they dumb it down or like purposely do some stuff to, because they know they'll get that reaction. That's what they want. Because mm-hmm. that'll keep the like the kerosene to the fire kind of
yeah.
Well, sorry.
Might want to drink some Corona. Wash it down a little. So going back to Connecticut, is there any artist that you want to work with out of the state?
At this state? There's a lot of motherfucking people I want to work. First starts off. Shit, hold up. Nah, I was capping. There's definitely not that many people I want to work with. I would work with Don ZOP. I would make a track with him if I ever got to meet the nigga. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Actually sit down and chop it up. Not just music, like get to know the motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Snow. There's my nigga, like, ever heard of Polo Perks?
Yeah.
There's Polo my nigga, Polo, like, I've linked up with him a couple times, like, he used to say, he's always on the go type shit. That's the nigga that's
yeah, always, like, I heard he was in, go like, state to state.
Yeah, he's state to state or just town to town. Even that nigga's always just hopping, just doing moves and shit. Because he has, like, a clothing line, not even just music. That nigga's just always trying to network.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, facts. But, like, it just makes it hard for niggas to, like, link up sometimes.
That's the thing. We're in an industry where you want to be busy. And when you're busy, you can't be with the people that you want to grind with. And yes. It's like you still want to show love. And that's what I figured out was big about FaceTime and about like calling people. Like,
when I had an iPhone, I never called people. Like, I literally FaceTime? Straight FaceTime, because honestly, it interrupts everything that motherfucker is doing on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So they can't ignore it. Or if they do ignore it, you know they're ignoring it. And like, it gets straight to the point. Like, fuck texting, fuck all that shit. Like, it's just so much easier just to like FaceTime, get straight to the point and just hang up, just do what you have to do. Like, I FaceTime my mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? I FaceTime everybody. Like,
dude, FaceTime is cool though. Like, it just imagine like, what, 20, 30 years ago, we would have never thought that we could do something like that.
You for real.
Yeah.
That was like the early 2000s though.
That was the first start.
Yeah.
The weird thing is that if you think about it, in 2 years we'll be saying the 2000 is 20 years ago.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
I still think about 2007 like 3 years ago.
Damn. Like, it's making me feel old as shit.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm 300.
Who are your biggest inspirations on your flow?
It goes all over the place. Like, oh, my favorite. Favorite artist, Frank Ocean, Party Next Door.
Why?
Because those are actually not. Okay, I'm not going to say that. Those are artists. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they paint a vivid picture with the words. They're fucking consistent. And, like, Party, like, ghostwrites for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I find that very awesome because he's humble about it. And he keeps on the low. He's definitely getting a good check from doing that shit. He doesn't need to be all over the place, like, on the cameras and shit, you know what I'm saying? He's like, mm-hmm. behind the scenes. Frank Ocean, I like Frank since he was like a part of Odd Future and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been a big fan of Frank. And like, that nigga's won a Grammy and shit. That nigga's just fire. That nigga's very, very fucking talented. You know what I'm saying? I love all his music. And like, they say shit that you like haven't really heard before. Frank, he would like say like, He'll say like, he has a bar that's like, my guy is pretty like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but like the way he would like demonstrate it or like hit it, like hit the bar, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just like flows so fire. Like, I fuck with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could say anything, I'm gonna fuck with it. Like, cause like that nigga has like an angelic voice and he's just like fire what he does.
He's himself and it's just like, it shows like, he shines Frank Ocean every single time he steps in the booth.
Yeah, like he can wear makeup all he wants. I will not care. Like, I'm a fuck with that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's cool, too, because, like, I think he's one of the first gay people to, like, do that and have people that were originally biased be like, all right, wait a minute. This guy's nice. Like,
not music, but hip-hop has always been sort of homophobic. You know what I'm saying? I want to say Thugger almost helped break that barrier a little bit because a lot of people thought he was sus when he first came out, but he clearly not. But like, basically.
Thug was just messing with people.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. Thugger.
What was that, 2015?
I was like, I want to say 14, maybe 2014, 2015. Yeah, you're right, 15.
Because that's when he dropped
Stoner. When did Stoner came out? 14.
14.
I want to say 14. That was in high school when that shit came out.
Yeah. That's crazy. Was that his first hit?
That was his first breakout single.
Yeah.
I want to say. Pretty sure.
Because I don't remember. And then, what about that song, Live Your Life? Was it
lifestyle?
Yeah,
that shit was after Stoner.
Okay, it was.
He did that shit with Rich Homie Quan, right? Yeah,
yeah.
That's when he was like a little duet with Rich Homie Quan.
What if they were still a duet?
I don't like Rich Homie Quan.
How come?
I don't know. I just never thought his shit was catchy as a solo artist, even when he was with Thugger.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to sound mean neither, but like, look at where he's at now.
I feel that. He's dealing with some shit, like some court cases. That's what I heard.
Oh, shit.
He went on, I think it was Everyday Struggle or something. and was just like, yo, I've been gone for a while because like I got fucked over. And it's like, I feel you, like Thug definitely stood out.
Yeah.
Like he ended up being the what he is now. Like, yeah. Thug's a modern day legend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's one of the new school guys. And
he literally made a flow and finessed it also, too. Because, like, before Thug, we didn't hear anyone that rapped high pitch or, like, threw his voice like that.
It's like the southern accent that, yes, I think does it.
Yes.
But I don't know. He has kids now, like Gunna and Lil Baby.
Yeah. I thought you actually meant kids for a second.
Yeah, no, he has a couple kids.
Yeah, I heard he has like a lot of kids. Like, he has like seven, like, or like.
I can look this up right now, actually. I know he's got a daughter because of the song Daddy's Birthday. Thug have already been Googled before. Young Thug has six children.
Six. I was right there. I was close.
Three sons and three daughters.
Just damn, Wikipedia, right in the middle.
But, like, it might be wrong.
He has a bar where he says he has hella kids, so like,
yeah, he has a lot of family members, and he puts on for all of them.
Facts. I heard he paid his sister's tuition.
I think that's the coolest thing about what like you can do with this art. You can help your family get out of the situations that they are in.
All your friends and jobs also.
Yeah.
On top of that, not even just helping your family, which is also a benefit, but you could really provide jobs for a lot of your people. You know what I'm saying?
That was my goal. Like, when I was a young kid, I was like, my number one thing when I want to grow up is I want to be able to put a friend, if they're out on the street,
yeah,
in a house and home just because they need a job.
Mm. I feel I'm the same way. Like I always tell my friends, like, oh, like, whoever's around me that's close to me, like, whenever I have it, like, I'm gonna be able to like provide for everybody. Like,
yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Like, I even told my mom that. Like, I would love to put everybody I know in a better place, because that's, I feel like that's what's the point. If you do get blessed to have the funds or the means to do it, or the connections, might as well do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, if you aren't the person that's providing for your family, you should go fuck yourself. Unless there's something, some background, like everything's situational. Yeah, so,
because not everybody likes their family.
Also. Yeah, but if you have a family that you know you should provide for, mm-hmm, then you should better do it. If
facts,
you make it.
Facts.
I think that's a big thing. Yo, so let's talk about Roast Battle. So can you go through the process of it, making it?
Bro, all right, so I dropped my first EP this year, Girls Love Pink, on my birthday, March 5th,
mm-hmm,
this year. I waited like 2 or 3 months, I'm not sure. I don't even remember the fucking day I dropped Rose Petal on, to be honest, because really? I didn't have the whole process of Rose Petal, I purposely, like, I remember I sold my phone, so I didn't have, I purposely made, like, a point I wasn't going to have a phone. I tried to pull, like, the, you know, Kanye West went out to like Minnesota or something,
yeah,
or Wyoming for his fucking album. I tried to do the same thing. I tried to like cut off everything. So I started that's writing cool on paper.
Yeah.
I started like doing a whole bunch of shit. It was just like very different. I tried a different process for this EP.
Switching it up.
Yeah. And I fucked with two producers for it. Went back and forth between like those studios. And the point of Rose Petal, like, I wanted to show people that I'm versatile and what I could do. Cause mm-hmm, like, I can make melodic shit. If I want to rap, I can rap. If I want to just like do whatever, like whatever the mood I'm in, I'm gonna make that kind of mood. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. Like
one thing.
You gotta wait and feel the vibe in the moment.
Yeah. So like, Rose Petal, I wanted to show people that like, I'm not just a rapper, but I'm an artist. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you want to separate that.
Yeah, so I put 11 songs. I started off like with like a rap song, not rap, but like, you know what I'm saying, like rapping, and then like it just slowly kind of like shifted to like hype, kind of like mainstreamish, like hype, and then just like ignorant all at the end, basically. Mm-hmm. And there's like, in the middle is like a little soft, because the interlude is like very soft. The song's called I Love You But I'm Not Soft. like, you know what I'm saying? It's a soft song, but like, I fucking love it. My girl loves it. Fucking my mom loves it. Like, I've had a lot of people tell me, like,
that's the interlude, you said?
Song. Yeah, the interlude.
I love the interludes. Interludes are like the greatest parts of the album.
It was a good transition. I try and make like, because it was like what I said, it was like kind of like mainstreamish, like hype-ish, like trap-ish in the beginning. And then like it was soft, and then it just went like kind of like ignorant. Like I just want to show you like my moves or like what I can do kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit of everything in the entire project.
Yes. And I think I executed that, and that's what I tried to do.
Basically. So who did the cover art?
Cover? I made that shit. Because I tried to hit up like 30 million people, and everybody was just like not giving me what I wanted or just throwing me a ridiculous price that just wasn't fucking, not even trying to like talk shit on them, but like they, it just wasn't as good. As like, because I would pay for it, but that shit which wasn't fucking worth it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you're going to pay for it if it's what you want to pay for.
Yes. So I kind of like pirated a fucking Photoshop kind of like system or program. And then I fucking just did that shit. I just pushed it together. And I said, fuck it. I like, literally, that's all I did.
That's dope, bro. Yeah. It looks good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so you. Like, I didn't even know.
Yeah. Like, that is like.
So who mixes and masters all your stuff?
All my stuff. I did have like a main producer. I have two main producers that I just like. They're like my niggas and like the only people I like going to when I record.
Cause they, and these are the ones that you recorded Rose Petal at, right?
Yes. Okay. Like, cause they like, they just like, I already have like a relationship with them. Like,
yeah.
It's not like I don't mind creating new relationships with like producers. It's just like sometimes we're not on the same page or like, nah, that's basically it. We're just not on the same page.
I don't know. I just feel like it's so much better to go in a room with someone that you've been cooking with and someone that you know you can just really vibe off them. And the thing is, you got to go in the room with someone that you can bounce ideas off of. Yeah. If it's a brick wall and they're not going to do anything, it's like hard to even create.
Yeah.
And some people don't realize that. They're like, all right, I just want to get my money so that I'm going to go in there and I'm not even going to worry. Thanks. You got to give a fuck.
Thanks.
At least give the kid a tip about like maybe his vocals or what you think he should, where he should place a song on the project. Like anything. That's what the producer should do.
I have a, like that same nigga I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm like a little gassy from like throwing him.
That's okay.
Fucking. He like, cause he actually raps.
Yeah.
So like, he would literally like tell me, he'd be like, he'd pause and be like, nah, you should do this. And like, I'll hop in and I'll try to do it. And then like, it'll sometimes it'll sound better. Sometimes I'll be like, nah, I'm gonna just stick to it like the way I do it. But like, I like that. You feel me? I like someone that seems like they give a fuck out how I'm sounding on that shit.
Yeah.
And since me and him been working like with each other, because like he makes more like a like lo-fi.
Oh, like, I love lo-fi. That's his
like origin. That was my origin too. Like that's where I started off, like Earl Sweatshirt type music.
Yeah.
Back in 2014, like I was on that shit. Like I was on that shit. But like I switched it up because I noticed like people weren't like, the music was changing. People weren't listening. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like as much as like I would want to, because I wasn't even at that point to where people would give a fuck to listen. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he does, like, lo-fi shit. And, like, I obviously, like, if you, I don't know if you listen to my, like, my Girls Love Pink EP. That shit's, like, a little poppy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he would go out of his comfort zone and try to, like, match me. And if I hop on, like, his songs, I'll go out of my comfort zone. Which is not really my comfort zone, like, cause I still fuck with that shit. I still could do that shit.
Yeah.
And like, I just like fuck around, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just like keep bouncing off each other. It's like, it's a good working relationship type shit.
That's dope.
Yeah. But my other producer, he doesn't really rap, but like, he still would tell me if I sound like ass or something. Like,
yeah.
He's not gonna, like, even though I'm, if, like, you know what I'm saying? He's getting money and shit. Like, he's not gonna like waste his time.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I completely feel that. It's just like, it's best. My boy from back home, back in high school, he went to IRC. It's a recording school that just closed down in New York. It was a couple month program or maybe like a 1 year program, something like that. So he's already graduated mm-hmm. and out of that. But he told me that he learned how to nicely tell artists that they suck. Or not to that extent, but like, all right, this is what you can do, but this is what you can do without me sounding like an asshole.
Yeah. Nah, that's actually because, like, obviously, like, when you're in the fucking industry, you need to learn how to do it if you don't want to be an asshole. Mm-hmm. There's some people that will straight up tell you this is not what I want. They're not going to tell you suck, but they're going to be straight up, like they're probably going to stop the song in the middle of you showing you your demo. Probably be like, this is not what we're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, also, when you're fucking doing that with, like, labels, you got to really show them you're worth their money. Because they're fucking giving you a loan that you have to make back half the time. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you're someone that's crazy, believe very, very good. And like that one song you made, like, got like 100 million views or something.
Someone like Juice WRLD.
Yes, Juice WRLD. I don't know how much money he got on his deal, but he definitely got like a lot of money.
Let's look it up.
Because X got like 6 million on his shit, which is.
Label deal.
That's a lot of money.
Signs $3 million deal with Interscope.
That's Interscope. Crazy. I would love to get signed by Interscope. Jimmy Iovine. He signed 50
Yeah.
And like a lot of other legendary people. So like I would love to be in that bracket.
Didn't he help Dre sign M?
Yes. And he signed Chief Keef. Signed a lot of people.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lineup.
Yeah. That is a lineup. Facts. That's GOAT status.
We are back for discography details. Yes. So we're going to start out with the song Down.
All right. Down was a freestyle.
Really?
That's why it's kind of like repetitive. It's like, it's literally like, it's a hook, a verse, a bridge, mm-hmm. and then a hook, and then a hook, and then a hook. that's me breaking down the song.
Yeah.
I made it. I don't really like fuck with the person that house that I made it at anymore, so I'm not gonna give them props or anything because that was the big problem when we're not talking about that right now. But like, it was one of my favorite songs I've ever made.
Yeah.
Because like, it got like ran up pretty quick, and like a lot of people fuck with it. I wanted to make visuals for that song so fucking bad, but I just never got to it, and then it just. The time has went, so like it's not even worth it. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, that was just a time in my life where like I was in a weird place. Not like a dark place, but like I was just like lost a little.
Trying to find yourself.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody gets in that state though.
Yes, because like it was just slow. Everything was just slow, but like I don't know. That was something I was just being myself on. You know what I'm saying? Ain't much to it. I was just being myself. I just freestyled.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. What about Tesla?
Tesla, I was trying to go for a little commercial with it. I was trying to like be like a little like... Huh? Yeah, we listened to it on the way here. Because now I look back at it, it's kind of like such a long time from today.
Yeah.
From when it happened and when I... put that song together because I dropped that song on like New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
It's almost the end of the fucking year. Like I've dropped a lot of songs since then. So it's just like
Jesus.
I look back at it at the time I made it in the environment I was around and the people I was around, and I cringe a little bit. But like I like the song. Like you know what I'm she agrees with me because like I wasn't up to no good. I was just doing dumb shit, like just chilling, being like a little nuisance. And like, I recorded that in the fucking closet. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, I have songs like that. I feel that.
But like, honestly, compared to all my Rose Petal and all my other shits, I don't even like the quality of it that much. To be the honest truth, it could be a lot better. Like, it was, that's what I'm saying. It was just a time of my life. Like, I was just literally trying to find a new sound. I was just dipping and dabbing, just trying out shits. Like,
yeah,
that's experimenting.
Experimenting. Yeah. Fuck up the scene.
That was literally on the same. That was on the same tape Tesla was on, and that I was trying to also go a little commercial and poppy. And now I made that in a group. Like, there was a room full of people. It was like 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot, but it was a small room. So like, so it was like compact, like a little bit. But like, I don't know. It was, I try to make a party vibe. Basically, that's basically it. Yeah,
I know.
I know was also on same EP. All those 2 songs were on. It was a 3-song EP. And I know I'm Jamaican, so like I'm Jamaican and British.
Oh, that's a dope mix.
Yeah, my last name's Fletcher. My government, but, yeah,
Fletcher.
But, but like, yeah, I don't know. I try to make a dancing vibe, and like I try to execute it. I might try to do something like that again in the future, but like that was then I tried to do that. And like, yeah, that's basically it. I literally just tried to do something really new that I haven't done before.
Yeah.
Try to
break barriers.
Break barriers. Yes. Thank you. It's on the tip of my tongue. You're going to get it.
Break through. Yes. So how about summary in a note?
Summary in a note. I made that like 2 weeks or a week after I dropped the EP.
Yep.
And I was just in my bag because I was like, oh, I dropped the EP. You know, it was my birthday the other day. Like I got a little bit of money in my pocket. Like, I'm wearing new shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, like, just feeling myself. So, like, I literally, before I made music, I used to be, like, I used to write, like, poetry sort of kind of things. Like, because I was also in, like, school choir. So, like, and I was also good at fucking like English class. Mm-hmm. So like I'll always just like write poetry and like, you know what I'm saying? So I would kind of try to be like a little poetic on that song. And I try to just like exercise the pen game.
Do you still have any of your old poetry books?
I had it on my notes on my old iPhone.
Really?
Yeah, but that's gone. Sadly.
Like you said, you got some phone problems.
Yeah. Phone problems out the wazoo.
So how about Molly Water?
Molly fucking Water. I was trying to be as ignorant as I could possibly can. I was trying to turn up and let niggas shake their dreads to it. Bitches shake their asses to it. Don't be mad at me for saying that. Fucking niggas just getting lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, a whole lot of gang shit.
Perfect explanation. How about what you want to do?
Oh my God! Sorry, I forgot about that song. That song was literally a freestyle at B Mills. Yeah, he just made the beat on spot, and I just hopped on it. And then I didn't want to trash it because like I thought I had potential, and I didn't want to know what to do with it. So I kind of just posted it without really promoting it. Just like just threw it out.
Dropped it.
This is literally just posted on my SoundCloud. That's it. I didn't put it on any other platforms. Nothing. Not to sound mean.
What about two phones?
Two phones. Okay.
With Rufuego.
Rufuego. That's my man's from Kansas. He's fucking fire. He sounds like pretty mainstream. All his shit sounds clean as fuck. He has his own like flowing shit. He sent me the song.
Mm-hmm.
Everything laid out in an open verse on it. I laid my verse on it. Sent it back to him, and then we sat on it for like 2 months, and we were just like, yeah, we don't know what to do with it. And then he was just like, told me to drop it, and I was like, I'm not going to drop it as a single. I'm going to save it and just put it on my EP, and that's what I did. And then, like, people fuck with that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's like a hype-ass song. Like, I bump that shit sometimes in the car, like, on the highway type shit. Like,
yeah.
Whenever I'm smoking.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How about 528?
528, I've always wanted a Beamer 528. So I made a song about me driving in one because my mom used to have a Beamer 528. It was like a 1999 Beamer 528.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 16 years old driving that shit, thinking I was like a baller, like thinking I was the shit. And the farthest I would go is fucking like the center of town. I lived in the center of town, so I wouldn't even go that far.
Just down the street.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. So I always wanted to make a song about it. So I made a song about it and about how like the hooligans I used to chill with.
Just nostalgic vibes.
Yes.
Feel that, man. How about four words?
Four words. I wanted to be ignorant and I wanted to get my point across. Yeah.
Can you reiterate the four words?
I was literally thinking before you tried to ask me that because I knew that question was coming up. I got four words for a hater when you see me. Oh, wait. Wait.
I got four words for a hater.
Oh, I got four words for it. Damn. I got four words for a hater. Fuck you. I write a lot of music. Every single day I write a new song. I can't keep track. But like, I got four words for a hater. Fuck you, ping. When you see me in the street, then they'll say shit. I can't remember the rest of it. But like you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That. Like, that's self-explanatory. That's just how I was feeling.
No options.
No option. I made that with Sammy. He brought the portable studio to my house for that one. I wanted like a trill, like southern beat, kind of just like to like doom, like kind of like just like
the ride southern 808.
Yeah, like I just wanted to like to do some shit. And he put his own little twist on it where he would do something that I would usually do. Like we switched roles on that one. Like mm-hmm. I'll rap, he sang. I would usually sing and he would rap.
Yeah.
So like we just switched roles on that one. It tends to like it just came out good. So like I just dropped put it on the EP.
It was just kind of like a flip.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It wasn't planned either, which is awesome. I love shit that isn't planned.
Yeah. Because like, it's more natural.
Yeah, my life is very spontaneous. Very spontaneous. But like
the little things, man. That's dope.
Like, yeah. Like half of my songs sometimes. Like I'll come to the studio or studio will come to me and whatever, and I'll have it written, whatever. But every time I record it, like I'll say like the first 8 bars on the written, and I'll just freestyle and twist my own way on it because I'm just not fucking with what I put down. Where I just like,
yeah,
it sounds better when you just don't think of it so much.
When you don't look at yourself, like you don't read.
Yeah,
it's better when you just go.
Yeah, and I've been doing that a lot recently. And it's been helping.
That's what like older artists used to do. They would go in the studio and they would just like do their regular thing. It's not like they got to like look at anything. No, they just like perform.
Yeah.
And it was the most natural, best sounding quality you could get.
Yeah, like Lil Wayne used to do like the whole like one bar cut, one bar cut, one bar cut. I've done that before, but that shit takes a long time and I'm paying for that time.
Yeah.
So like that. I'm not like literally like I don't like being in the studio for too long. I'm literally doing like 1 hour, 2 hours, but I'm gonna bang out fucking 3 or 4 songs.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe 5. If it's 2 hours, I can bang out 5 songs. If it's 1 hour, I've banged out 3 songs before. Like in 1 hour, literally, because I come prepared as fuck.
And would you have them all in your vault or would you release them right when you go there?
Oh, I have them all in my vault. I used to always release music right before I left the studio, but that's just kind of taggy to me now. Like, cause like, I like to sit on it and see what I should tweak or like edit, go back, fix. And if I don't have to do that, then fuck it. I'm gonna drop it like 2 days later.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Give yourself the time though.
Yeah. Cause like every time you make a song, it's in the moment. So you need to see how you're feeling after that moment's over.
Mm-hmm.
If you still like it. If you're still feeling that.
That's a really good tip because it's like in the moment you're like, yo, I want to release this right now. Like this is fire.
Yeah.
And then you sleep on it.
Yeah. I have a song in the cut I just made like a month ago. Freestyled it. I played the other day for the first time. It's like halfway mixed. I played the other day for the first time since I made this song. And I was like in the car. Wasn't even fucking with it as much as I did the first time I listened to it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even know what I'm about to do with that. Like, I'm probably just about to just sit on it for longer. Like,
and see where you're feeling a third time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, basically.
How about Where Are My Licks?
Where Are My Licks? I was around people that had clients and stuff. So like they were looking like zombies. So like I made a song about them. Like, and yeah, from there, I just wrote it down, and that's basically what happened.
That's dope. How about on site?
On site.
On site.
I wanted to like make a song that like if I was to perform, I could get shit jumping with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, be very aggressive, like headbang, like take my fucking shirt off, just go sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, elbow someone, like fucking just like go crazy. Cause I've had shows when like I've had shows where I've had people jumping, but wasn't a song like that I even thought that would happen. Mm-hmm. Like now, since I intentionally did it, I feel like I could really create that atmosphere.
Yeah, you know the vibe where the crowd just starts going and they're feeling it, even if they don't know it.
Yes.
That's the big thing, is getting people that don't know you to like your song.
Yes. I've never had a problem doing that, mm-hmm. to be honest. For all the shows I've had, I've never had someone say boo. I've never been booed. I've never had no one like I've had random people every time. Like, they'd be like, you did good. They'd like, give me a pat on the shoulder, like, yo, you killed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, never met them before. They're here for like their friend or whatever, like watching them, like, you know what I'm saying? So I've never had a problem, because like I'm a shy dude, but like give me like 50 seconds after that, like I'm open up, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be myself.
It's kind of just like when you first meet someone, it's like, all right, we gotta wait a second, we gotta just make sure we're all good. Make sure you're cool people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I feel that,
because I can read people like, hard.
You just got to take a minute.
Yeah.
A minute's over, and then you're like, all right, bet I already know what they're going to do.
Really? I feel you.
How about Coop Drip?
Coop Drip. Coop Drip. I was just feeling flashy.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling flashy. Honestly, at the time, I was listening to a lot of Smoke Perp.
Okay.
I was listening to a lot of Smoke Perp. And like, I was just like, damn, bro, like, these niggas are living the life, like, trying to live that life. So I wrote a song about coops dripping, paint dripping, swag. You know what I'm saying? Some fucking 22s on that bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with spokes on it. It's like, that's ugly. But, I don't know. I just made a song about another, like, a car again. Because, like, a lot of my friends have coupes. Like, I have a friend, he has a Beamer. That shit's, like, a coupe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just nice. He's brought me to, like, a couple of, like, shows in the past. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
like,
dope. Just riding in the coupe.
Because, like, he's a supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. So, like, I just felt like being flashy. I have a lot of friends that have Beamers. Like, so I just, it just, like, influenced me. Like, it's literally, like, shit that I see on a day-to-day basis, I try to just, like, soak it in and take notes.
Yeah.
And put it in the back of my head. Like, I just went to, like, we were in Boston 2 weeks ago, and I saw a fucking, we're in a club, and I don't go to clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I literally, and it wasn't a club, it was, like, a bar, but it was, like, a live music kind of thing, so it was kind of, like, clubbish. And it was packed, and me and her are just chilling, and I'm just, like, literally just taking notes, watching people's reaction, seeing how people vibe, so like to every different song. So I'm just like, oh, this person fucked with like the way that beat dropped. Mm-hmm. I saw a group of people like singing along to this part, like, you know what I'm saying? So like I'm just taking notes to see what I gotta do or how I gotta,
that's the mainstream.
Yes
That's getting the crowd.
Yes, literally that's what I did. But they're also playing like, my voice is cracked. They're also playing like early 2000 like boy band shit, like from fucking like,
really.
So name some like, They play like NSYNC, fucking a lot of people. I'm not going into that shit, but like a lot of people.
So we come back to I'm not soft, but I love you.
Yes. That shit. I remember I like stumbled upon that beat. And that beat was just so like what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, like, I get a lot of beats. And, like, not exactly what like I like and shit. Like, so, like, I heard that shit, and I was like, oh, shit, this is it. This is it. This is it. So I was just, like, creating melodies in my head. And I wrote that shit down. The next day, I fucking recorded it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
And you had the same vibe?
Yeah, it had the same vibe. I actually didn't add anything to that. I actually stuck to the script for that one.
I find it so hard to like write something and then come back to it and try to keep that same energy the second time around.
Yeah, but I rehearse my music a lot. And I learned this from Joey Badass. Every true MC rehearses their rhymes about 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it 100 times a day, but I do it like a good amount.
Song that you have up next, you're sitting there and you're trying to memorize it without looking at your phone.
But I'm a type of dude, like, once I record that shit, I'm on to the next. So I completely forget about wherever I wrote to that. Until I hear it, I'm going to memorize it. But, like, just like what just happened, I'm going to forget because I'm literally always thinking about what I'm writing, what next to write, what next to write, what next to lay down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always trying to make a blueprint of what I'm going to do next. Always.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So how about Jamaica?
Jamaica. I had to go down to Jamaica in April because my grandmother passed.
My condolences.
Thank you. And then when I came back, I need to have a new leaf. You know what I'm saying? Like start fresh kind of thing. So I was like, I wrote down, I was like, I just came back from Jamaica. I had the style of my haters. All of my pieces be hitting. So,
smoking all types of flavors.
But I can't remember exactly what I said, but like, cause I was smoking weed in Jamaica heavy, like a fucking, like it was water. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just smoking, cause there's nothing else to do. Yeah. I was like in a village, cause my family owns like a village. So like, I was literally like in like Jamaica, not no resort, not no downtown. Like Jamaica, like I was literally as Jamaican as you could get.
Yeah.
Like roosters, like, yeah. Like, what was the crazy? Like, you see a frog hop up on your terrace. Like, a lot of shit. I'm getting high as fucking here.
I know, man. It's fucking cooking. We're almost there. We got two more songs and we got the outro. So, we got, actually, on the contrary, the intro.
Oh, the intro. I wanted to just put a lot of bars together because I wanted to show people I could spit bars. So before I went on a tangent in the EP and show like that my ignorant side, like my soft side, like my commercial side, I wanted to show people like me, like I could actually, you're the fucking best. I wanted to show people I could fucking actually rap.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how I started off. Well, once I started switching up and just like getting out of my comfort zone, that's why I started getting like a little bit more traffic. Like people started fucking with me more. So I've been running with it. But yep. I've been now since I'm like, you know, fuck that. Like I'm doing music for me. I'm gonna just bounce back whatever mood I'm feeling, I'm gonna do that.
I fuck with that, man.
Yes.
But the last one I got here is the Playboy Freestyle.
Playboy Freestyle. That was literally a joke and a half. That's nothing serious. That's why I haven't been promoting it. It was literally like I was listening to Playboy Cardi for like a week straight, so I was just like, and I can mimic him like perfectly, so I just wanted to make a joke out of it. In the studio, like, I was having writer's block because I couldn't fucking write anything, so I literally just had this dude just put on a fucking beat, and I literally just started purposely freestyling, trying to sound like Cardi, just because I was bored and I had nothing else to do.
And hey, that's a good exercise.
Yes.
Almost like when you're in the gym and you're trying to recreate how someone was making a specific shot, like, you know, you want to be like Jordan, you got to shoot like Jordan, you got to practice like Jordan. We're back for the outro and future endeavors. So is there anything you'd like to venture into that you haven't already?
Music videos.
How come?
Because
I haven't felt like the time was right, but now I've been itching.
What are you going to do? What style?
What style?
Can you say?
Can I say?
My first video, I want to be simple, to be honest. I didn't want to go like too fucking hard.
Yeah.
And like try too hard. I want to just kind of be like organic and myself. So like the first video, I'm trying to just be myself and not like be too flashy or be too much or do something that I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that.
So that's how I'm trying to keep it.
And when's your next music, or is this going to be your first music video? When will it be coming out?
I have a song in the cut that I haven't even recorded yet. I'm trying to record that shit to start this little like I have like a little run plan in my head type shit, like of shit that I already have scheduled. I'm trying to do, trying to record this song, then make this video. Because I've been quiet for like a good month and a half. I have not dropped anything. I haven't even been on social media like that.
Yeah.
So like once I record this and like I make the video and everything, I'm going to drop it, try to create some noise a little bit, like promote the fuck out of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Try to like get other blogs like as an elevator, fucking Daily Cheapers. Because I know niggas, I have connections to doing that shit. You just have to have the right content. And sometimes money talks too also. So like I'm just trying to see what's good. I'm just trying to like
expand.
Yes, get the right outlet and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to like just, sky's the limit. So I'm just trying to really just shoot and just go
shoot
for
the stars. Yeah, I feel that, man. So what's next for you before the music videos?
Before the music video, it's only one music video. It's literally about to be like a minute 50, just like slapper. I just wanted to drop another slap. Like, I feel like I haven't been angry in a minute. Just want to be angry to get it all out. And then I'm like, because I have a EP coming in like December.
Okay.
December, November. I feel like December is a little too long. But like, I want to drop it when it's snow outside. Because like, I want to set the nice vibe and the nice tone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it like a, not like a Girls Love Pink Part 2, but like, I'm making another 3-song EP. You know what I'm saying? Each song is going to be completely different, but like, it's definitely not any underground kind of sound. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still going to make it like a little like I'm trying to make everything catchy. Catchy. Yeah. I'm purposely trying to make songs that are going to be stuck in your head because like, that's what
gets catch you. A pocket and like literally. Ride the vibe.
Yeah, like literally. Like, yeah, just ride the beat.
I feel that. All right, so we're going to do the thing where it's 1, 5, 10. Where do you see yourself in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? You got like 30-second window. I'm not going to really time you, but like you just a little thing. So where do you see yourself in 1 year?
1 year, I see myself. I'm trying to have Alamo fucking Records sign me.
Hey.
Alamo, stop fucking ignoring me and check my DMs. I know you know who the fuck I am. Yes.
Yes.
You guys aren't that clouded yet. Stop trying to treat me dirty. Yes. 5 years?
5 years.
5 years, I see myself moving on from Alamo Records and then fucking doing big shit. Like, I want to be in like some, like, I want to be in like a Netflix special.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some cool shit.
So you want to expand beyond the music?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe do some like cool, like, you know, like companies like Nike, hit me up. Y'all support black people. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with y'all.
Nike's back on everybody's good side right
yes.
now.
Yes. 10 years from now, I want a kid.
Ten.
I want a kid.
You want a mini you?
I want a mini me. No cat.
What would you be? 32?
Yeah. I'll be 32. I'll be 332.
300. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
Get it. Damn.
Shit.
But
all right, so is there anyone else you'd like to shout out before we end today's interview?
I want to shout out Grape Records. Everybody on Grape Records. I want to shout out fucking Sane. I want to shout out Messiah. I want to shout out Zach Felton. I want to shout out Nicole Kucher. I want to shout out fucking my mother for putting me on this blessed planet. Shout out Donald Trump for making shit a lot worse. And that's about it. That's about it.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, man. I just want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Depot Collection, the Depot TV, Upraised, and Packed House. Thank you. Okay.